As soon as the two Raths started out, Narada began to play his Vini Yantra and sing Prema Leela Kahani. When this transcendental sound vibration touched Krishna's ears, he became conscious again and immediately stood up in a threefold bending way, Tribhangima Tani. That threefold bending form is not in Dwarka. That form is only in Brajabhumi. In Dwarka, Krishna is a king in royal dress. He is not bent in three places. He has no flute. He wears no peacock feather. These are only in Brajabhumi. Because he was only thinking of Brajabhumi, at once he became Tribhanga. That was his dream and his only thought, no thought of Dwarka. Immediately Krishna said, "Where is my flute? Where is my flute? There is no flute in Dwarka. Where is my flute? Who's stolen my flute? Oh, this must be the work of those gopis. They have stolen my flute." Saying this, he started to run to find his flute. Then he saw Uddhava and said, "Hey, Uddhava, why are you in Brajabhumi?" Then, in the next moment, he saw Narada. "Oh, Narada, you're here in Braj." Then he came to his senses. "Is this not Brajabhumi?" Both Uddhava and Narada said, "Oh, my lord, we knew you would run to Brajabhumi. Therefore, we have already prepared a chariot for you. Please get into the chariot." Then Krishna, who is always thinking of Srimati Radharani, became like a madman. Krishna had become intoxicated, like a drunkard. He is only thinking of Radha. Radha Rasa Madhira. The mellow of Radharani is like a liquor, Madhira. Therefore, he is drunk, shaking and waving like an intoxicated madman. With much difficulty, Narada and Uddhava caught hold of him and placed him on the chariot. So, when Jagannath comes to the chariot during Rath Yatra festival, he is in that intoxicated condition, shaking and waving. In Jagannath Puri, one can see how he is carried to the chariot in this condition. Then Narada ordered Daruka to drive the chariot to Braj, and Daruka drove off as swiftly as the wind. In the meantime, Baladev's chariot and Subhadra's chariot had reached Brajabhumi. Arriving in Braj, Baladev saw that all the inhabitants of Brajabhumi were as if dying, feeling the acute pangs of separation from Krishna. Baladev thought very deeply, "Oh, Brajbasis, how are you surviving?" Such an ecstatic mood manifested in the body of Baladev. Asta Satvika Bhav, Pulaka Ashru, Kampa, Sveda, Vaivarnya, shedding tears, perspiration, and hairs standing on end. Because there is no difference between the Deha and Dehi, the body of Balaram and he who is inside the body, the mood in his heart manifested outside. That is the form of Baladev, Mahabhava Prakas. That form you will see in Nilachala Dham. Then the same transformation also took place in Subhadra as soon as she saw the condition of the residents of Brajabhumi. So Subhadra could not go to Yasodamata because she had become completely ecstatic, Mahabhava Prakas. Now she is completely forgetful. It is as if these two forms are drowning in the ocean of Braj Rasa Madhurima. The sweetness of the mellow of Braj is just like an ocean, and these two forms are drowning in that ocean. On the other hand, while all this is going on, Radharani's condition has gradually worsened. What has happened to Radharani? She has come completely under the uncontrollable dizziness known as Udgun. That Adirudha Mahabhava, the highly advanced state of ecstatic love, is just like a dying condition. All her sakis became doubtful as to whether there was life in Radharani's body. The whole of Brajabhumi was in complete anxiety. Radharani is giving up her body. She cannot survive. Radharani's kunj is in Niduvan. She was lying there with her head resting on the palms of Lalita's hands. Her astasakis were sitting all around her. They could not understand what to do. Lalita and Vishakha were very restless. Sometimes they were singing the name of Krishna into the ears of Radha, and sometimes they would take some cotton and hold it in front of her nostrils to test whether or not she was still breathing. In the meantime, the whole of Brajabhumi had come there, because word had spread that Radharani was dying. First came Ayana Ghosh, Abhimanyu, who is known as the husband of Radha. This is only outward, not true. Radharani's real husband is Krishna. Crying and crying with tears in his eyes, Abhimanyu came running. Putting his head on the lotus feet of Radharani, he bathed her lotus feet with his tears and said, O Savarhadya Radhe, all worshipable Radhe, I have never touched your body. How can he touch the body of Radha? Only Krishna can touch her body. Therefore he said, I have never touched your body, but today I am very fortunate. I am taking some dust from your lotus feet and putting it upon my head. My life has become successful today. All people know that I am the pujari of Katyayani Devi, and my worshipable goddess is Purnamasi Devi. O Radhe, Krishna's desire is to relish Parakiya Ras, paramour love. Therefore, to fulfill his desire, Purnamasi has manifested this Leela. Your real husband is Krishna, and you are his wife. You are eternally husband and wife. But to fulfill Krishna's desire to relish Parakiya Ras, Purnamasi ordered Vrindadevi to perform our marriage ceremony. This is only external. It is not real. Krishna is your real husband, and you are his wife. And you are the goddess of my heart. I married the Chaya, the shadow of Radharani, not the real Radharani. Now that you are in a dying condition, what will happen to us? Having spoken in this way, he cried out, Today, let everyone know that I have married Chaya Radha. This is Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta. Who can understand it? For example, Ravana took Sita. But did he take the real Sita? No. He took the shadow of Sita, Chaya Sita, Maya Sita. How can Ravana, a demon, touch Sita? That is not possible, because she is the Lord's internal energy. So whom did he take? He took Chaya Sita. Similarly, this Ayana Ghosh married the shadow of Radha, so that Krishna can relish Parakiya Ras. This is Braj Leela.